Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Do that. Patronize your advertisers. Listen to the great interviews. We got one coming up, a couple coming up today.
Yeah, we do.
Dr. Sanjay Gupta and Mina Savari.
You got it.
Yeah. And yesterday we had Mina, Dr. Mina. You can check out that on the podcast. She's always fun and informative. A lot of people love her and say thank you for having her on the show because she's informative, kept us sane during the COVID, separating facts from crap.
Right, gives out good information, exactly. Which is why all the platforms that host us still allow us,
yes,
on their platform.
Right.
Because we tell the truth.
There was some dumb QAnon bitch in the house.
Is there more than one?
I don't know. I think there's one in the house. I know that. But
I think there's two.
She, really? Typical blonde-looking, dumb conservative bitch. But QAnon is just crazy, not just conservative. But she's on the house floor with a microphone, talking through a microphone on national TV, and her mask says censored. You cannot. That's just something, one of the stupidest things I've ever seen. I mean, that is just stupid. National TV with a microphone, doing her own speech, and her mask says censored.
QAnon, by the way.
Stupid.
For those of you not familiar, QAnon is based
I hope
on...
most of you are not.
They believe that the devil worshippers are controlling the Democrats.
Right.
And
they want to round them up and kill them.
Right. Right. Well, there's pedophile rings involved,
too.
All the Democrats have pedophiles. And that Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi drink the blood of children to stay young.
Right.
They actually believe that.
Yeah, so that's the side you're on, some of you.
Again, if you want a really great explanation of that, John Oliver.
Oh, he did a QAnon thing, didn't he?
Back in the summer, maybe. Yeah. I think he did an episode where that was his big deep dive story, and he lays it out really, really well.
Right.
You get a full dose of the crazy that is that thing.
Now, in QAnon's defense, no defense, by the way, it's all nutsy. If somebody just found the Bible and nobody picked up that Christianity thing years ago, we read that today and went, "What the hell?
That's crazy."
There's a bush. There's an apple. There's a snake. Yeah, that's crazy.
There's lots of slaying.
Gupta's got a new book out about the brains. Obviously, maybe I need
brain health.
Yeah, brain health.
Yeah.
It's called Keep Sharp.
Right. He's all over the... So
that's one of my favorite Joe Jackson albums.
All over the...
Sorry.
You're not.
It's Look Sharp, but I wanted... Because I'm just correcting somebody before they... Because I love when people email us thinking we're wrong about something and we say something on purpose. Like yesterday, I said he's not the sharpest ball in the drawer. And you guys, what's that mean? What it means is you mix up your metaphors, and that's how you say those, jokes, but I don't like to explain jokes on the air.
You juggle those analogies.
And I didn't even answer the guy.
See, I was giving you extra credit on that for combining three.
I did combine three.
The sharpest bulb in the drawer.
Right, yes.
And I went, well,
yes, I combined three. I did
the knife, the brightest, yeah. And the
well, because you got a brain.
Yeah,
you got a brain. Oh, Todd, it's look sharp.
I
know. That's what the joke was.
I was giving
the
you
joke
extra
was
credit.
Get sharp. All right,
that's right. He did bring a third in.
Yeah, I did bring a third one in, and I just rang off the top of my head because that's the way I usually say those metaphors. I don't say them right. I say them messed up. So I love when we get corrected by emailers that don't understand the joke. Whatever.
We got more information on the original Jake from State Farm coming in.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, this is from Gary. And this information, according to Gary, came from my State Farm agent.
All right.
The original Jake, we mentioned this yesterday, was indeed
a
State Farm employee. One day, Jake was asked to pee in a cup for a drug test, which he then failed. So he's no longer an employee at State Farm.
Oh, Jake.
How lame is that?
You could have had the Jake from State Farm empire, man.
He's a guy on a phone, obviously taking in calls from State Farm. Fit the look of what they wanted. Could say he was great. I thought he was an actor.
Yeah,
and
so did I.
And weed. He lost his gig because of weed.
You don't know what he did to make them ask for the sample.
Probably just natural. Probably they
random.
Random. Yeah,
he's a random son of a bitch.
Jealousy. Oh, you're Jake from State Farm. Oh, you're jealousy.
But some companies too. You get into a fender bender with a company car. They're going to ask you to pee in a cup.
Right.
So, I mean, it could have been something as small as that.
Yeah. But he could have just been random. But that's lame. They fired the guy. That is lame.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Also from Ryan, Nick mentioned yesterday a second vaccine shot would be scheduled for February 8th.
Yes, what day is that?
What we've heard about the vaccine, doctors are recommending that people should avoid alcohol for a couple of days leading up to the shot. Nick may be looking, when is the Super Bowl? The
7th?
7th.
Yeah. He may be looking at a sober Super Bowl.
Now, that doesn't include weed, but Nick likes to drink.
Sure.
More, probably just as much, probably. That's a tough one, because the Chiefs are going to be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't see anybody beating them.
No. I mean, they got a tough, I mean, they're all some good games going to be in that on that side, and the NFC for that matter. But, yeah, that would suck, But, because I'm not drinking. They call me now and say, hey, you'll get this next Friday, but you got to not drink till next Friday.
Done.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, I can put it out.
Done.
I like my alcohol, but I can give it up. I give it up for other reasons, Started tired of feeling like ass on a Wednesday morning,
Oh, that.
Yeah. That's it, Todd. That's it. Not giving it up on the weekends. And sometimes not during the week. There's another insurgent. I might have another alcohol. That's what ruined my drinking last week. I wasn't going to drink during the impeachment because I was doing a couple errands and I missed most of that because it's just scared Republicans are pussies and Democrats telling the truth, And about 10 Republicans voted for it, right? Yeah. A lot of them wanted to vote. There's stories about that, but they're absolutely scared S-less of the people that are going to kill them.
That's
their own people.
That's the definition of terrorism.
Yes.
That's how that works.
Right. You're scared of your own people.
Yeah.
I mean, they say they're definitely scared of voting. What they know they should have voted for an impeachment. Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
We got to figure out what we're going to do on Monday. What state capital should we storm on Monday?
Oh, we're off that day, right?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, but see, they're not doing that until...
I think they're doing that over the weekend.
No, I think... Because
they work. Those people are hard working, so they only have the weekend to storm capitals.
That's right. They had that one douchebag. A lot of them were in their mom's basement. There's a woman. You see, the woman was hiding in her mom's basement. and was screaming when they pulled her out. I was just there. She's on camera.
Oh, no.
She did her own little video and said, we're going to go back next week. And then they catch her in her mom's basement. She's not young, so her mom must be really old. And they drag her out of her basement, and she's going, I'm going to be there. Well, I don't see the video, but the audio was apparently she's saying that, I was just standing there. I didn't do anything. And I got her inside.
Did you see the video? The
woman called her. Yeah, go ahead.
They called out her mom.
Yes.
Turned her mom.
Saw her mom in a wide shot.
Yeah.
And picked her right
her
out.
Her mom and her uncle. And right. She called them up and said, yeah, that's my mom. Come get her.
How old was that kid?
Oh, she looked to be in her early 20s.
Early 20s,
yeah.
Good for her. She goes, yeah, I don't want to be just as bad as they are. So
probably doesn't have to come home to the house then.
No, no.
May have her own place.
And, the holidays are over.
Maybe knows your mom's a psycho, too, for that matter, Or obviously a traitor, at least, in that point.
Right. She's not like a kid that turned dad in for some weed.
No.
I'll give her a pass on this one.
That's enough.
This is federal.
That's enough.
This is a felony.
No.
It's a felony.
Oh. All right.
So I'm thinking back. Denver's a good state capital. We can say we're going there to storm the Capitol.
No, they're storming the Capitol on the inauguration day, aren't they?
We'll go hang out.
Yeah, I thought they were doing that on Wednesday.
Oh, I thought they were doing it all weekend, too.
They're going to try, I guess.
I haven't been keeping up on my
The only governor that's coming out and said, bring your guns to the Capitol is Ricketts.
Oh, yeah.
He's actually saying, bring your guns to the Capitol.
I don't want to go to
Lincoln. But be thoughtful. Every other governor's afraid of their own employees getting murdered. And Ricketts says, bring your guns.
I'm sure he'll be
he's
out
there. He's pathetic.
No,
he won't.
Addressing the
crowd.
No, he won't. Making sure everybody's got the safety on.
No, he won't. No.
Making sure you don't have one in the chamber.
He's a puss.
Phoenix is a state capital, too. We could go there.
Yeah, but COVID's really bad. COVID's bad everywhere, am I saying? It's everywhere.
Or we just stay outside.
I'm not going to storm anywhere because, this MF-er is gone in a week. And I'm happy about that, Craig Evans, Mina Savari. I messed it up again. Savari and Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
You got that right. You messed that up earlier.
Half shot Nick Allen on his way to being immortal here shortly. The day after the...
just like Dr. Mina.
Yeah. What would really suck, though? If he's watching the Chiefs and they're losing the Super Bowl when he can't drink.
Oh, let's hope.
I guarantee you hadn't thought about that date yet.
No, he didn't think about anything. They said, you want the shot? He said, yes.
I know. I wouldn't. I would get the shot.
I mean, that's all.
But he didn't think about the second date. They say, I think they said February 8th, and he didn't even process that.
No.
Because we didn't either. A listener did.
No.
A listener
did. The day after the Super Bowl.
No, you get it when you can get it.
Oh, yeah.
And if you have to not drink, well, I suppose.
But it's great.
You don't drink.
No, you don't. But he'd get high as hell that day, too.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Can and will.
Yeah.
That can't possibly affect.
We don't know.
What the vaccine
does. We don't know.
Well,
it's not in your blood, at least.
He's the guinea pig.
Right.
I'm sure we've had a few people out there in the
We've had a lot of people that got drunk probably the night before and were called in the next day.
Probably.
Hey, you got it. It might have even been Nick. Because Nick was, he got his randomly
high
that
probability.
Day. Yeah, he got his random that day. Now, they're not saying it totally affects it, but it could affect it, right?
I think it would probably be safer not to drink.
Well, for the vaccine's potency.
Right.
Yeah,
it's not going to hurt you at
efficacy.
All. Efficacy. Yeah.
We haven't heard that word in a while.
It's a good word.
I like that word.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait till we can stop hearing it. There's a lot of words. I can't wait till we can stop hearing it.
It would be nice for that to all go away. But in the meantime, let's enjoy efficacy.
I'm starting to turn with Todd here. I thought 2021 would be better. Early on, not so much. But we got...
Again, remember, up to the 20th, we're still crediting that to 2020.
I'm with you. It's still 2020. I agree with you. We're like the Olympics. We're still calling this 2020.
Yeah.
Right.
2020 owns the first 3 weeks of this month.
What a douchebag. They caught that swimmer, by the way.
They did.
He had to resign from some real estate job he got. His own fellow swimmers on the Olympic team saw him. He's got a beard down and everything, but they probably know what he looks like now.
Yeah.
He's not quite as thin as he was, obviously.
You've seen him at the reunions.
He won a bunch of medals, too, in the 2004 and 2008, they said. They were showing him swimming last night. He's a traitor. Yep. He's a traitor.
Yeah, we got our own special calendar. We go by the Tylerian calendar.
Yeah.
And next year doesn't start.
That was about
a week from today.
It was Puss's idea, and I'm on that.
I read it somewhere online. Yeah. I'm not going to take credit for it.
I like it.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.